right, all you daily derelicts. It is the Daily Podcast back once again on a Wednesday, September 23rd. Dave here, all the clips as you always hope and dream and wish for. It's National Redheads Day, so of course we looked over at Steve to see what he has planned for his family. Taco tastelessness was brought up. We celebrated Bruce Springsteen's birthday today and Cindy's daughter's birthday, which is coming up. The Ig Nobel Awards just happened, which we covered. Gucci has a new fashion product that we all grew up with in our drawers. It's Wednesday, so we spun the wheel of wow, and musicologist Chris Epting was back. It's all in here for you. Have a listen, it is the Daily Podcast.
Great day to be alive and living in Philadelphia, and a lot going on. It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday. It's Wednesday, so you can start texting in your songs for the Wheel of Wow. Just text into 645-645. That's MGK. MGK. And this is going to be a very popular day at Steve's house, and he doesn't even know it.
I don't.
All right? Today is Redhead Appreciation Day.
Oh, nice. Cool.
All right.
I appreciate my kid.
All right.
Yeah.
And your mom?
Oh, yeah, my mom, too. Well, yeah, it's right. Not my house. I don't live there. I live in my house.
Oh, okay.
I'm an adult who lives in his own house with a wife and two children.
Is your sister a redhead, too?
Correct.
All right. Wow.
Oh.
How'd you get? Well, you're kind of redhead.
No, I have red in my beard. I'm brown.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's a pirate. Yeah.
I used to. I actually had blonde hair as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that picture you showed us the other day.
My brother had white blonde hair, and now he's more dirty.
Don't they call those, like, towheads? Isn't that the name?
I've never heard that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There was a nickname for people with that white blonde hair, and they call them towheads. Right, so if there's a towhead in your family, don't worry about it. Towhead Appreciation Day is on its way, too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
There has been this trend here in America, actually not even in America, it's happening all over the world, for taco places to come up with suggestive names. Like, do you know the place in Vegas, the Pink Taco?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got that place. You got the Slow Bone in Dallas.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hello. Slow Bone.
Yeah. You got Taco, how was it? Tacorgasmico in San Francisco.
That one sounds like a
Naked Taco in Miami.
I know that
How about
one.
This one? Meat in a Box in Falls Church, Virginia. But it seems that someone...
It's like Jack in the Box and Arby's had a baby.
Someone in Canada has decided to go all out.
All right.
If they're going to go this way with these titles, they've decided to go all out. So now, if you want... And they have French tacos there as well.
Okay.
All right. If you want, you could travel to Canada to get tacos at the brand new taco restaurant, Snatch.
Right. Pretty much sums it up.
I'm going to snatch up a couple of tacos.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday, and it is Wheel of Wow Day. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a Bruce Springsteen Wow song you want to put on the wheel. Whatever it might be, you know, a Wow song is a song that was a hit at one time, but then it kind of faded away, and we like bringing them back every once in a while. So you got a Wow song, text it into us to MGK, MGK. That is 645-645. And maybe at 7:40 this morning, maybe it lands on listener pick, and your song comes up. Because the wheel has three listener picks on it, so your chances are that much better. So text it on in to MGK, MGK, 645-645. With it being Bruce Springsteen's birthday... when I first got to MGK about 18 years ago, right? You know, I was a little uncomfortable at first. I hadn't been on the air for a while. It had been a long time since I had done mornings, and every day I was going through the paces, but I never really felt the show was mine. And then on this one particular day, right, I did something. It really wasn't that big a deal. Right? I played Badlands, right? And then I said, you know what? I said, I love this song so much. It really should be longer. I'm just going to play it again, and I played it a second time. Mm-hmm. You would think it was the second coming of Christ. I mean, to this day, people come up to me going, remember that time you played Badlands twice? And I was like, really? Was it that big a deal? So then, sometime later, I decided, you know what? It does need to be longer. So I made an extended version. Let's just say the audience was split on it, on there being an extended. And I think they were more as a split on the thing that they realized I screwed with a Springsteen song. It's not that I didn't.
Oh, like it was sacrilege or something.
Yeah, right. It was a sacrilege of some kind. But you know what? I'm ready to relive that sacrilege, so...
Go for it.
I mean, I truly love this song. I love to do the mm-mms, and I always felt the mm-mms weren't long enough. And I always felt they weren't in there enough. There needed to be a lot of mm-mms in the song. So here's Bruce and the extended version of Badlands.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
Cindy's here. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I keep forgetting that Bruce has the same birthday as my daughter.
Or is your daughter's birthday today?
Yes.
Okay. And so all of this prep that you've been doing,
yes,
is it all for a party today or is it coming up this weekend?
It's not a party. It's every day's a party here, but.
Yes, I know.
No, it's just she's home. She came home from college yesterday. She's going to do her online classes at home and we're going to, you know, fit some stuff in. But yeah, it's mm-hmm. kind of an overcompensation because we really can't do anything.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, could do an outdoor bar crawl. She's 21, right?
Yeah.
Let her loose.
Yeah. Just, you know what you do? Set up a bunch of little tables or, you know, chairs or something like that around the backyard.
Yeah, the parking lot. Right.
And then have a set of drinks on every one of them. And she has to go from one to another to another and drink them up. She has to have a backyard crawl. Believe me, by the time she gets back to the patio, she won't be walking.
Okay.
All right. We'll send you some booze. We've got plenty.
Yes,
and
we do.
Clean up the vomit.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
You know how on a regular basis, if I find a study or something like that, I will bring up...
They could have cured cancer.
But instead they worked on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every year the Ig Nobel Awards get handed out. These are for some of the dumbest research projects that have ever been paid for.
Okay.
And they just came out this week, and I've got some of the winners here that I think you're just going to love. All right, these are just some of this year's winners. A team of archaeologists who studied whether knives made out of frozen human poop would be effective weapons found out that they weren't worth it.
Oh,
all right, they didn't work.
Oh,
right,
that's a shame.
But somebody paid for that research. All right. Scientists who gave an alligator helium to see how it would affect the alligator's voice compared to how it affected human voices, it did the exact same thing to the alligator.
Oh, I got
to
hear this now.
Right?
I'm actually into that project.
Okay. Researchers found people who studied insects are usually afraid of spiders.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
I'm telling you, this is why they get the award. All right. An economic study that tried to connect a country's wealth inequality with its average amount of mouth-to-mouth kissing.
What? Say that one again?
Yeah, no, you heard me right. All right. An economic study tried to connect a country's wealth inequality with the average amount of mouth-to-mouth kissing.
Hmm.
Who goes in there and goes, you know what, all these people don't have a lot of money. I wonder how much they kiss.
Kiss me, John.
And lastly this morning, a psychology study that tried to figure out a way to tell if someone's a narcissist by examining their eyebrows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what is the...
Dave barely has eyebrows.
If they shoot up to the sky, what does that mean?
That means that you're probably in that movie Dune, right?
I don't even get it.
Yeah, I don't either. Guess we'll have to check it out.
You didn't see the original.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Edge of 17, The John DeBella Show, 54 degrees outside.
Sorry about that.
Everything's falling apart on you today.
It really is.
Dave's headphones broke this morning, but not either the like little speaker things.
No,
the band that goes over his giant head, right?
You just solved the riddle. Yeah. How did these break?
Right,
forgot about my dome size.
Right, yeah, that is like,
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you had any more forehead, you'd be me.
No, it's true. So, live and driving at my house on my head later tonight.
54 degrees outside, lots of sunshine today. Temperature's getting up near 80 degrees. We're celebrating Bruce Springsteen's birthday. And, of course, it's a Wow Wednesday, so you got time to get your Wheel of Wow song into us. Text it to MGK, MGK. But seeing that it's time for song stories.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Robbins, the Delaware Diamond, self-serve ring cases and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins, the Delaware Diamonds. Well, it's Bruce Springsteen's birthday. He's 71 years old today, and more than likely he would love to have been able to celebrate it with Clarence. So, of course, we lost Clarence a few years ago, right? And once asked Clarence, like, you know, tell us about a story. Tell us about a, you know, something that happened to a particular song. And he goes, I jump for the same one all the time. It's Rosalita. And here's what he had to say.
Hey, what can I say? It's the same thing for me as everybody else who hears that song. It's one of the most fun songs. One of those joyous, crazy things that Bruce comes up with. And think about Arizona when the girls rushed the stage and threw him down on the floor. I said, damn, I should be singing this damn song.
Booyakasha! The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Cindy, one of your favorite things for us to do... Yes, we have more fashion for you. If you would be so kind as to go to our Facebook page, right? It's finally an answer for all those people with money and they just don't know what to do with it. And, of course, if they want to add on to that, that desire to appear dirty without doing anything for it, all right? Gucci has come out with a line of jeans and coveralls complete with fake grass stains.
That's just nuts. Right. Well, it's easy to replicate yourself. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, you know. I'm sorry. The the price of the jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? $1,200.
Is that it?
All right. And the overalls are $1,400.
Great.
Right? With grass stains on them.
Well, it's worth the extra $200.
Yeah, it is. All right,
yeah, it takes a lot of effort to kneel in the yard.
I can design these in my backyard.
Of course. All right. I'm going to start a sweatshop with my kid.
All right. And, you know, and our new line... Muddy knees. I like that. Yeah. Gardeners understand that one.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
This coming Friday is One Hit Wonder Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a lot of people, you know, because we put up on the Facebook page that, like, we'll take suggestions from people for our show at least. And now everybody's picking up their, you know, their One Hit Wonders, what songs they want to, you know, run with. But I figured, oh, well, let's give the audience a, you know, let them put their 2 cents in. So if you go to our Facebook page, you will see a One Hit Wonders thing. And just in comments, just put in whatever it is. Now, some people have a hard time understanding, you know, like they have a hard time understanding what a wow song is. Right? Some people think a wow song is just an old song.
Right.
No, a wow song is something that was a hit at one time and just kind of disappeared. Gotcha. One Hit Wonder is by a band who only had one hit.
Oh, like Led Zeppelin.
Like right. I got them for like the Beatles. I was like, no, the Beatles are not a one hit wonder band, right? You know, so whatever it might be, just get it on in to our Facebook page, and then on Friday maybe it's your song that we are playing for One Hit Wonders Day. But right now,
Wow.
It's the Wheel of Wow once again. And your opportunity to maybe get one of your songs on the air. On the wheel this week, 3 listener picks. So there's a listener pick, then we've got the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Tough Enough. They're new to the wheel this week. Mark Cohn's Walking in Memphis, Europe, The Final Countdown. Elvis Costello's Watching the Detectives, another listener pick slot. Van Morrison with Jackie Wilson Said, Procol Harum's Conquistador, Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, another listener pick, and then Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, and the Allman Brothers with Revival. So anything in particular you want to see come up?
Mark Cohn.
Mark Cohn?
Yeah,
okay.
We had Duran Duran last week. So
what about you, Dave? What are you going to go with?
Give me that Van Mo.
You want the Van Mo?
Heck yeah.
All right. I wouldn't mind I wouldn't mind the Allman's Revival. That would be really cool. But hopefully this is the week that we get a listener pick. So give it a spin, Steve. Will it happen? We've already got a couple of listener songs set up just in case it lands on listener pick. All right, listener pick one, and oh, damn it. It keeps coming right next to, every time it lands to next to listener
like
pick.
Like clockwork.
Right, you know, it is amazing. But this one's been sitting on the wheel for a while, and it deserves to make itself onto the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Mr. Elvis Costello and Watching the Detectives.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday, and Chris Epting has a number of books out, and one of the ones that we really love is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. All I have here, Chris, is a note that we're going to Harvard Square. What happened in Harvard Square?
Well, you lived up there, didn't you?
No, no, I spent time up there.
Oh, well, that accent makes it sound like you lived there.
My son went to school there, but long before that, I used to go there to have sex with a woman.
So did I.
Did you?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Used to take the Chinatown bus up there.
Chinatown bus?
15 Bones from New York.
We'll cover that landmark next time. We can give the address and we'll tell that story if you want.
I used to drive.
I went to school up there, too. I went to school up there as well. And
you did?
Whenever I was up there, I thought, when I went in Cambridge over by the Harvard Square Theater,
right.
There's a great rock and roll landmark there that I think fans will remember. You know, when you think of Bruce Springsteen, you don't think of him as a club act.
Well, in Philadelphia, we do.
Well, there you go. And I think in New York, maybe. See, he even played Max's Kansas City and all that.
Right.
But there was this period, you know, pre-Born to Run, where he was really a club act. And he played a small place up there called the Harvard Square Theater. And in the audience was a music critic named John Landau, who was writing for a thing called The Real Paper. And he, you know, Landau at that point in his writing career was sort of bemoaning the lack of authentic rock and roll and authenticity and all this. And he's blown away by the performance he sees there. And he writes in his review that night, he said, "Last Thursday at the Harvard Square Theater, I saw my rock and roll past flash before my eyes, and I saw something else. I saw rock and roll future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen," unquote. You know, back then, remember when critics really had the power to, it was like when Elton John played at the Troubadour in L.A., Robert Hilburn's review really sort of launched Elton John's career. Well, this was the line and the review that really did it for Springsteen. This is what called a lot of national attention to him. And so whenever I would pass by the Harvard Square Theater, you know, it's like you think that was sort of ground zero for the launch. And Landau, of course, goes on to become, you know, not just Springsteen's manager, but his producer. They really become a collaborative duo in terms of shaping and crafting that career, which is, of course, one of the most vaunted careers in rock and roll history. But when you pass that theater, it's like that in a lot of ways. As hard as Springsteen was working at that point, it was that review at that site, you know, in 1974 that really launched his career. And again, rock and roll is like that. It's left us all these landmarks. And so many clubs and performance spaces are gone today, you know. So I like when there's still one there where you can stand outside there and think, wow, this is where it happened, right here. This is where, you know, a performer became a legend, essentially.
Well, this calls for some Bruce Springsteen club music. So let's go to the main point. He's Chris Epting. The book is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it!
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It isn't so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.